Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And hang on, Wolf, Beth, Maria, Alexis, and Rich. I'll get to you in just a moment. It's time for the weekend prize pack. And this is a really good one. And caller number 3 is going to get it to our contest line. And it's a pair of tickets to see Chicago live in concert Saturday, October the 12th at Cadence Bank Amphitheater at Chastain Park. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. I'm going to take caller number 3 to our contest line. That's 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750, our contest line, caller number 3. Okay, we are talking about CBD oil and all the great things that it can do for you and for your body and for your aches and pains and anxiety and things. I have in the studio Ashlyn Kane. She's the director of training for Your CBD Store. And Ashlyn, where are those located around Atlanta?
So we have 4 Atlanta locations. We're in Hamilton Mill next to the Walmart, Braselton across from Chateau Alon, Johns Creek by the Stony River Steakhouse, and coming on exit 13. And if you come in at any point, mention this segment and say that you're one of Belinda's listeners and you'll get 10% off.
Dang, that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, we're grateful to be here. So
excellent. And that doesn't have a time frame on it. That's just walk in and say you're a listener of the radio show.
Yep.
And 10% off.
Yep. First time. Yeah. So first time customer, 10% off.
That's excellent. And we have Dr. Joe Esposito, one of our favorite guests on the show, and his own talk show here on WSB Radio on Sunday nights and Sunday mornings on B98. And
The River.
And The River.
Mm-hmm. And TV show for Channel 2. We do a TV show upstairs, too. Yeah.
And next is going to be an article for AJC. And
exactly.
Next is going to be, your mogul.
Dr. Oz has to retire someday, right?
So, yeah, so. Right. We'll just wait it out.
Damn, younger.
Okay, we're going to the phone lines, folks, and we're going to speak with Beth. I think she's been holding the longest. Beth, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you. Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you?
Okay, I have had in the past a couple of back surgeries, and I still experience low back pain, depending on how much activity I'm doing, and was diagnosed a couple of years ago with neuropathy in my feet for undisclosed reason. They never could find a cause. But I've noticed in the last 3 weeks or so, the pain is kind of crawling up one leg. And I was curious about the CBD oil. It's, I'm assuming, non-prescription. You don't need a doctor's referral to try it. Is that right?
No, not at all. So you can come into any one of our stores. So all of our products have either 0% THC or less than 0.3% or less THC. So you don't need any kind of prescription for any of those.
Okay. Another question is, because of my location, I'm up in the North Georgia Mountains. I saw Dr. Joe a couple of years ago at one point, but I couldn't take treatment because I, driving back and forth 3 hours every day, I couldn't do that. Mm. Do you do anything by phone? Can you try out? I know that's not the ideal situation, but you call into the store and get some advice by, describing symptoms and that type of thing and trying things out like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, we love that. So we do free shipping anywhere in the United States. You just call one of our 4 locations. And we'll be more than happy to help you. And yeah, we do even fairly lengthy, talks with people over the phone, discussing their needs. Because, you know, we say that yes, we are selling you a product, and yes, it is a very, very good product. But I think more than anything, the thing that we're selling you is, you know, individualized personal help, because there's a lot of information out there. Some of it's not very good. Most of, if not all, the places I've been into that are selling CBD, you know, they don't even know what's in their product, much less what it could potentially do. And you want to make sure you're getting a good product from people who are knowledgeable.
Correct. The Braselton store, just look it up on the website for the phone number.
Yeah, sure. Or you can also look up on our Facebook page that way too. And anytime 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday 12 to 5.
Okay, great. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yep. All right, Beth, thank you for your call. It is 12 minutes after 2 o'clock and 83 degrees, and it is gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous outside. So I hope you're taking your radio with you, whatever you're doing, because this is valuable information that we're giving out that can help you. And back to the phone lines we go. If you'd like to join us on the line, that's 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And let's see, I believe Rich has been holding the longest. Rich, you're on WSB Radio. How are you today?
I'm good, Belinda. I think I have been holding the longest.
Well, I hope we've entertained you while you're on the line.
Well, actually, the previous caller, she kind of pretty much answered the questions I was going to ask about the whether or not you needed a prescription or not. I'm assuming you do online sales as well. Is that I'm gathering that from what she just said?
No, we do all phone orders. Like I said, we do really take pride in being able to help people individually and also making sure that stores, you know, retain their presence in their community. So call any of our four stores that you'd like, and we'd be more than happy to assist you.
Okay, yeah, she said she's in the North Georgia Mountains, and that's where we are. We're in Dahlonega. So, but I was diagnosed with neuropathy a few years ago from 22 years of commercial driving and not having circulation, I guess, is what caused it. And I've had a couple of accidents over the years, motorcycle accident and a snowmobile accident. So I've got pain in my shoulders from that, but really the neuropathy is what's – I work for Home Depot, and trying to walk and be on concrete all day, it becomes pretty tough during the day sometimes. So I was looking for some. I've heard about CBD. Actually, my nephew is in New York, and he's actually hemp farming. So I was thinking about talking to them about it too. But then I heard this show today, and I was like, well, maybe I'll give them a call and see if there's any information I can get. So I appreciate the information, that's for sure.
Awesome.
All right. Give one of the stores a call, Rich, and have a consultation over the phone so you can get some mail to you.
Yeah, I will do that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Hope it helps.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Now, can you become addicted to CBD oil?
CBD is not habit-forming in the way that a lot of these other prescription drugs or other things might be. And because it's not significantly mood-altering, it can't even really be psychologically addictive in the way that some people might say that, you know, THC could be. So I will say that, you know, as you increasingly take CBD over time, it does stimulate your body to, like you said, make better use of its own cannabinoid production. So you will need to keep taking it. Yes. So it's not like you can take CBD for a minute and then all your worries are gone. You do need to keep taking it. But I will say, like for me, for example, with the chronic pain I have in my knee, my first, month or so taking CBD, my knee hurt until I took my CBD for the day. Now my knee actually barely hurts, if any at all, before I take my dose for the day. And that's because my body's making better, more efficient use of those cannabinoids. So I still need it. But also I would say you become more health independent rather than dependent.
Okay. Is that along the lines of what you're saying, Dr. Joe?
Yeah, that's exactly right. But one thing too is you want to make sure you get to the cause of your problem. And just like, and we talked about this off the air, if you were in a car accident, your bone's out of place, pinching nerves. Well, the CBD is wonderful to cover up the pain, but until you put the bones back in place, you're not treating the cause. And so that's why the CBD works so perfectly with a good diet, with chiropractic care, with pain management. And so it's part of the protocol. And I don't want people to think that they can just take the CBD and all their problems are solved if they have other issues with it. So that's where it's such a great complement to, okay, to your healthcare system for everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Wolf. Wolf, you're on WSB. I think you're my first Wolf.
No, actually, you and I have talked before.
Oh, well, you still are my first Wolf.
No, well, it's go back to the days of Neil and
okay.
Got and Royal.
Okay. Oh, those
back.
Were the best days, weren't they?
They were. You got me through my workday.
Oh, thank you. Those were the best days. Well, how can we help you today?
Well, actually, just last week I got injections in my spine with whatever they inject in your spine to reduce, I guess, steroids. And because my back is ate up with arthritis, my neck. I actually have, I'm only 53 and I've already had two hip replacements. And, the pain, I have a real high tolerance for pain, mm-hmm. but it just wears me down.
Right.
And this year they put me on antidepressants because I was just so down because I'm always in pain.
Sure.
And, I was just wondering about this stuff.
For the pain?
Yeah. Well, the pain, the depression, you know, just...
So you want it for depression?
Well, pain and depression. I mean, my back kills me.
Okay.
And my neck, I mean, and then because of that, I'm depressed because I can't live my normal life.
Okay, I tell you what, we're up against a break. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back with your answer. So hold on for me. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back. We are doing CBD oils and supplements this hour, and we need to finish up. Alexis, hold on. You are going to be next. You've been holding forever, and I thank you for being so patient, but we need to finish up with Wolf, my first Wolf. And
I'm not your first Wolf.
Well, you are back in the day.
Well, yeah, back in the day when you're in your probably 20s.
And now I'm 4 years
in my
30s.
Yes.
Now I'm in
right,
my 30s.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. So his answer is for arthritis and depression and his back pain and what have you, will CBD oil help him?
Yeah, and that's what's so great about CBD is it's been shown, you know, to have a multitude of different effects for different things because it targets an entire system. So, yeah, probably a tincture would be the best bet for both the pain and the depression. And that's just the drops that you take sublingually, and then maybe you could supplement with, like, a pain cream or something like that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's easy.
Why didn't I call you before?
I don't know, Wolf. I've been waiting.
Dadgummit.
Okay.
And who's this Andy?
Oh, well, he's my boyfriend now.
Oh, well, I thought I was. I'm sorry.
Well, you didn't call, so I waited and I waited and I waited. Okay. But if you go to one of the four stores and you mention my name, you will get 10% off. Does that make you feel better?
No, I'll just pay extra.
Okay.
I'll give them a tip.
Okay.
A Belinda tip.
Okay, darling. They'll accept that too.
All right. Love you.
Love you. Nice having you, sweetheart. Bye-bye. So any of you first-time shoppers at your CBD store will get a 10% discount by mentioning WSB or my name, Belinda, if you're a first-time shopper. So keep that under your knocking. What do you say? What's that saying?
Remember to do that.
I thought there was some like
that under your hat.
Keep that under your hat.
You're mixing metaphors there.
Keep that under your hat. Okay, so we are getting close on time here, so I don't have time to take another call, but we will be getting to you, Alexis and Lynn and Steve and Phil, and we'll answer your calls. But the locations that people can shop at are what?
So we have four Atlanta area locations, one in Hamilton Mill next to the Walmart, Braselton across from Chateau Alon, Johns Creek by the Stony River Steakhouse, and Cumming on exit 13 on 400.
Okay, and you can also do it by phone, and you ship anywhere in the United States.
Yes, for free.
For free.
Yeah, so please call us.
And that's your CBD store. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're doing our CBD Oil 101 with Ashlyn Kane, Director of Training for Your CBD Store, and our very own Dr. Joe Esposito, who's on the air weekly with us here on WSB. And he's a chiropractor here in the Atlanta and Marietta area.
And Duluth and Stockbridge.
And Duluth and Stockbridge.
Yes.
And your show will be when? This weekend.
Sunday, tomorrow night, 7 to 9, of course. We're going to be talking about, we're going to answer the question everyone asks me. Where do you get your protein? Because I'm plant-based, I'm vegan. Where do you get your protein? We're going to spend 2 hours on plant animal protein versus plant protein. We're going to get some surprising answers for you.
Ooh, I'm going to tune into that. I love listening to your show.
Yeah, thank you.
And I always text you during it.
I know you do, yes. A little annoying, but that's okay. No, that's all right. No.
Oh, so now the truth is out. Okay, we're going back to the phone lines because Alexis has been holding on forever. God love you, Alexis. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Okay, well, I have really bad anxiety and panic attacks and insomnia, and I'm hoping that y'all can recommend a product that will work in helping that.
So we have a water-soluble formulation, and I think that's the best thing because it acts in about 5 to 10 minutes. So especially if you have, like, flare-up anxiety or you get a little panicky now and again, especially. So, you know, you take it once in the morning, once at night, but then you can also take an afternoon dose. And so normally you'd be doing a half dropper in some water. In that case, for a flare-up, you could do a quarter dropper. And because it acts so fast, you know, it's very ideal for that.
Okay, great. Is there a certain dosage I need to get?
So we have both a 300 and a 600. We're also coming out with some higher strength ones in the next few months. I would say it really depends on several factors. I'd probably say talk to somebody in the store. I always err on the side of, you know, maybe doing the 600. I found it to be very effective for me.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no
thank
problem.
You for holding on, Alexis.
Sure thing.
Okay, darling. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, people are also getting CBD oils for their dogs because they have high-strung dogs and they need to calm them down, whether it's for them to ride in a car or this just to go to the vet or what have you. And there is that different CBD oil than what we're taking?
Well, first of all, I will say, yes, it's rampant out here, this dog anxiety. I mean, if I was just, you know, fetching sticks and getting my head rubbed all day, I don't know how anxious I would be. but yeah, that's very common. Also arthritis for dogs. So yeah, they have an endocannabinoid system same way that we do. So it interacts very similarly. Our 250 milligram broad spectrum tincture is literally the exact same as our pet tinctures. It's just the pets get like acute bacon or peanut butter. But if one of you listeners was very married to a pet, a peanut butter or bacon, that's an option for you too.
Okay. All right. So that's something to try if you have a very anxious pet riding in the car, or when they go to the vet, or maybe they're just an anxious pet. May can help them on a daily basis. So think about that for your pet. Okay. What about for kids?
Yeah. So I would say that our youngest client that we currently have using it is 4. They're on the autism spectrum. So, has been shown to be very safe for children, especially up to, I believe, the highest tested dose is about a 2,000 milligram isolate. And so that's actually even higher than what we would sell in the store. Most commonly, I would see children using it for ADD, ADHD, and a lot of teenagers increasingly for anxiety.
Yes. Teens and anxiety is rampant mm-hmm. right now, and it's a crisis we have that needs to be addressed, and we need to find the culprit of what's going on. But if it's something that you want to try, talk to your pediatrician first, and then see if that's something that you want to try with your child. I give it to my son, and it helps amazingly.
Yeah, and especially the water-soluble formulation can be great for that, too, because sometimes, especially kids can be a little iffy about, I got to hold this oil in or my tongue, and what's up with that? So you can sneak it into their juice or whatever else you'd like.
Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Lynn. Lynn, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, sweetheart. How can we help you?
So I have two quick questions. The first one is, I've had restless legs pretty much all my life. I have some tingling in them. I've been to many doctors. Nothing really helps. Do you have a particular type of CBD that you think this would help?
So probably taking one of the tinctures would be your best bet. Now, to my knowledge, there's no studies that have been done specifically with restless legs. But there are different like spasming and shaking conditions that have been shown to be effective with CBD. So
which one did you say would work for that?
Probably the tincture would be best, because that's going to be a long lasting effect for about 8 hours. So that's the drops that you take under the tongue.
And what dosage would you recommend?
It depends on a variety of factors like metabolism and weight and things like that. But our adult tinctures are anything from a 500 up to 1,000. So anything in that would probably be good. But I would call one of our 4 Atlanta area locations, and they'd be more than happy to help you out. We've got them in Braselton, Hamilton Mill, Johns Creek, and Cumming.
Perfect. Second quick question. What about the sleep?
So is it more getting to sleep or staying asleep?
Getting to sleep.
Okay, so a tincture would work well for that too. Just I would make sure to take it at least 1 hour before bed, so you have time for it to take effect. And then especially if you do have any trouble staying asleep after that, it's going to last for about 8 hours, so just the amount of time you need for sleep.
And once again, between 500 and 1,000?
Yeah, those are the ones that we recommend for most adults.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for your call, Lynn. So I have, I'd like to kick the Ambien habit, because Ambien has so many terrible side effects. And I'm sure Dr. Joe is like, get off that Ambien.
Off the
right
Ambien now.
Get off the Ambien now. So I didn't know CBD oil is a sleep aid. So how would I, I was listening intently to that. So it's the tincture under the tongue.
Now the water soluble could be great if you only struggle with just getting to sleep, especially because if you're not the best planner in the world, like some of us, you're like, oh, darn, I need to go to bed. Okay, I got 10 minutes. Take the water soluble, 10 minutes, go to bed.
No, at 10 o'clock, I turn into a pumpkin. So would I take it an hour before that?
Yeah, with the water soluble you have, you can take it about 10 minutes before bed. But if you're going to be taking a tincture, take it about an hour before bed.
Okay, and that's going to last 8 hours.
The tincture will last for 8. The water soluble will last for 4.
Okay, I'm going tincture. Okay, good. I know what I'm doing. Okay, here we go. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Phil. Phil, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing good today. How are y'all?
Good. How can we help you, sweetie?
So, I am a retired Army vet. I have PTSD, anxiety, depression. And I got injured overseas, and I don't have any cartilage on my right ankle, which has now begun to affect my knee, my hip, and my back. And, of course, the VA likes to pump you full of big pharma, but I'm looking to get off of pills and do something that's a little more natural, and I was wondering if CBD would be a better alternative for me.
So I will say that we do have a lot of veterans, especially with PTSD, who do use CBD. Two words of caution. I mean, obviously, like, CBD is amazing, but so far as we know, it does not regrow any cartilage. So, of course, you'd still have that underlying issue that you would be dealing with. But I do think that especially a water-soluble formulation would be wonderful for someone like you because, like I was saying earlier, it's great because PTSD can sometimes come in waves. So especially if you have flare-ups of any of that throughout the day, a water-soluble can help to calm that down.
Okay. Well, when it starts growing cartilage, let me know.
Yeah, hey, I will be right there. That'll be an exciting day for all of us.
All right. Thanks for your call, Phil, and good luck with that. And thank you for your service.
Thank you, ma'am. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. 45 minutes after 2 o'clock. Coming up next after the break is going to be Breaking Chews with David Danzig, so stay tuned for that. Here we have Victor. Victor, tell us about your experience with CBD oil.
Hey, Melinda, how are you?
I'm great, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing good. Listen, I've got a son who has a brain injury from a car wreck 17 years ago. He has a sore on his fanny. And the only thing the doctors could give him for pain was opioids, which just zoned him out. So we went against doctor's orders because I've got an old-fashioned doctor and put him on CBD oil for the pain. And it alleviated the pain, but it has made his memory better, his eyesight better. He's gained weight. It has just been like a miracle drug. And it has enhanced his life better than it has been in 17 years.
Wow.
And it's been the best thing we ever did for him.
Well, let me ask my two experts in front of me, Dr. Joe and Ashland, can you build up a tolerance to CBD oil where it will stop working?
I hope not.
The studies, you know, obviously we need to be conducting much, much, much more long-term studies than we've currently been able to because of the regulatory climate. But as far as we can see, you know, you might have to over time increase your dosage somewhat, but it's not going to be that, you know, just crazy, like always upping your dosage constantly, like you see with a lot of like pain management drugs or things like that. But, you know, you do need to keep taking it to keep being effective.
Oh, yeah, we take it regularly.
Okay.
But it had, I got off, well, I work at Publix where shopping is a pleasure. I got off work. And, you know, my radio was sent to WSB because y'all are my guys.
Yes.
And I heard y'all talking about it. And I said, oh my God, I need to tell the world what it has done for my son.
Well, I am so glad.
It has so much improved his quality of life.
Thank you for taking the time, Victor, to tell us about it because that's going to help a lot of other people.
No, thank you, Belinda, for being you, okay? I listened to you when you used to be Bortz's sidekick, and I miss him, but I enjoy Saturdays coming home listening to you.
Oh, you've just made my day, sweetheart. Thank you so much.
All right, God bless you. God bless America.
You too. God bless America. Thank you so much. And we want to thank Ashlyn and Dr. Joe for being on for the last hour and a half. And where can we reach you and the CBD store?
Yes, I just want to say thank you so much for having me on. It has been a blast. You guys are amazing. We currently have 4 Atlanta area locations for your CBD store. We have one in Hamilton Mill next to the Walmart. We have one in Braselton across from Chateau Alon, one in Johns Creek by the Stony River Steakhouse, and then one in Cumming off of Exit 13. And so please, our staff is very knowledgeable. Come in, call us. If you have any questions, we'd love to help you.
What's your website?
CBDRX4U.com.
And if you mention Belinda or WSB, you get 10% off.
Yes, anytime. So first-time customers, any of y'all, please come on down.
And Dr. Joe, how can we find you?
On tomorrow night, 7 to 9, my website, drjoe.com. Very simple. We have well over 1,000 hours of podcast on my website, audio and video. So if you're interested in getting well and staying well, drjoe.com.
All right. Breaking Chews is coming up next. Stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Check back often for breaking news, Kirk Mellish weather, and traffic red alerts all weekend. And the Southeast's largest news team is here for you first thing Monday morning when you head back to work. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. This is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with my favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, food writer for Encore Magazine and his own website, bitesandsights.net. So you have a tip on a new place with a little artful dining.
Yeah, there's another new entry to what I would consider our fine dining scene. It's this time it popped up in Candler Park, and it's bringing a level of cuisine that I don't think the city's seen for some time. You know, after the Great Recession, it sort of spooked a lot of our great chefs. If people might remember Gunter Seeger, Joel Antunes, and Richard Blaze, they all kind of took off. And sort of fine dining has sort of been restrained in the last decade or so. But along comes Chef Ron Su, and he's an Atlanta native. Some people will know his family. They've run local Chinese restaurants here over the years, and now his family also has Sweet Auburn Barbecue. He also was recently on the Netflix show Final Table. Mm. So this guy's got an incredible culinary pedigree. He's worked in Michelin star kitchens. So now he launches Lazy Betty. It's over on DeKalb Avenue. And it's pretty stunning. It's magnificent. The food is transcendent. I mean, these creations are the prettiest, most creative plates I've seen in a long time. You can do an a la carte menu, or you can do one of two tasting menus. It's fine dining. So the tasting menus, there's one at $125 a person, one's at $165 a person. May not be in everybody's wheelhouse, but there's artistry to be had. I took a tour of the a la carte menu, so you can get in and try some of Chef's bites, and I did some stuff where he did a salmon tartare with squid ink chips.
Wow.
You can see this on my website. A gorgeous shrimp dish made with potato foam. I mean, these are items that, like, the server would come and explain.
Yeah.
And even I am a food nerd. I would struggle to keep up with the ingredients and the techniques. But all you need to know is that each plate is a small work of art. You don't need a PhD to enjoy them. A PhD in foodiness. Lazy Betty, it's over in Candler Park. It's exquisite. It's incredible fine dining. Their cocktail program's amazing. Their dessert program is amazing. So if you want to try something new for fine dining, you want to, you know, do something and celebrate, check out Lazy Betty. It's over in Candler Park. And I've got all the information and links up at my website, which is Bites N Sites, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net.
Excellent. I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.